When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Good afternoon, it's afternoon, it's 12. Welcome to The Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. Excuse me, welcome to Red Fridays. Red, I've got my red vest on. Remember everyone deployed, R-E-D, and they're willing to stand on the wall. We got to respect the fact that they're willing to be there and look after them. So mad respect for them. Thank you so much for being there. Today, we're going to start a series that we're going to talk about for most of January around a common theme. And today, we're going to talk about gutsy guys gush, three G's, gutsy guys gush. We're going to talk about some practicality. We're going to talk about some intention. We're going to talk about some actionable ideas, whether you're guy or gal. My avatar is men and pro athletes, but you know that I'll talk to anybody. And guys don't have the market cornered on lack of EQ, lack of emotional quotient. So this can be used by anybody. So as we jump into here, welcome. Thank you for being here. I deeply appreciate you being here. And you've got a couple seconds to get yourself a journal or something to write with or write on a wall with a crayon if you need to, but you're going to want to remember some of this stuff. So for those of you that don't know me, I'm on a mission to positively change the lives of every man I meet. And to do that with more than 10 million men plus. And I want to do that by raising their EQ, because if I can raise their emotional quotient, their lives get better. They become better husbands and fathers and dads and employers and employees, and everything in their life gets better when they can interact with people in a more positive way. And when they have some sympathy, empathy, and compassion for people at a higher level and understand people better, their lives get better. And so I'm the founder and CEO of Jewel International. I'm a champion mindset mentor, is the way I call that. I'm a legacy and resiliency strategist. And if you follow me at all, you know I'm a big legacy guy, but legacy is just what we've poured into people through our lives. Well, we do that daily. It's not an end of life thing. So an awareness around legacy, what kind of a legacy are you leaving in people every day that you meet or that you see? And then resiliency, to be able to get to our success, we need to have resiliency. We need to be able to continue to press forward, even though bad things happen, good things happen, life happens to us all. So being able to have that resiliency to be able to push through and get to the next step is the only way we get to success, really, truly. I'm a multi-award winning international best-selling author multiple times, which sounds very pretentious. I was told this week. But you know what, that's the truth around that. I'm an international keynote speaker. I am a champion mindset and energy coach and mentor for a pro basketball team locally. And I teach the 7 levels of emotional intelligence for men. And again, I serve entrepreneurial men and pro athletes primarily, or they're my avatar. So I'm excited to have you find me on anywhere that you would plug into either live radio, podcasts, or TV. So Apple TV, Google TV, Roku, Amazon Fire, Spotify. One of my sons was all excited a few weeks ago. Oh, Dad, look, I found you on Spotify. This is awesome. You're on Spotify, you know. And I'm like, I know. It's awesome. So wherever you find it, go in. It's a free download, the Inspired Choices Network app. You can find our app there. Once you get that into that download, and if you want to be in our live studio audience today, if you're listening to me and you want to come in, jump into the chat through that app, through Inspired Choices Network, through that app, jump in. And once you're into the chat room, I'll be able to see you. You can interact, ask questions, and we can interact. But you can also, they'll also give you a link to be in my live studio audience. So happy to do that. Would love to see you on today. And I know there's people from all over the place listening, at work and at home and on the road and all over. I've got my special mug. Thank you to my friend for that. And Christmas, I don't know if Christmas was good for you. Christmas was great for me. I got these things. Two of these came. I was all excited to have my Inspired Choices Network mugs. And one of my sons bought me an on-air light so that they know when I'm actually broadcasting, which is great. And if you've had a, I hope, I pray you had a great Christmas and a great and very happy New Year's Eve. And I'm looking forward to and would wish for you the best for this year. Happy, healthy, prosperous 2024. All right. And by the way, if you can like, love, share, subscribe, for it helps our algorithms and helps us pay for the show. We really would appreciate that. It really helps things move forward. So again, if you can like the show, like the links. And share it with as many people as you can. We have really huge reach, like in the hundreds of millions reach. But I'm looking for engagement. I need engagement. I want people to be able to reach out and go, Gord, I love what you're doing, or Gord, I hate what you're doing, or Gord, you're full of crap. Whatever it is, engage. I've got broad shoulders and thick skin. I can handle it. But I want that engagement. And the only way that happens is if people share it. So please share. With your friends and with your guy friends, with everybody. Share this with them, please. Okay, so gutsy guys gush. So as we jump into this, we want to unveil what's a gutsy spirit? What do we mean when we say gutsy? I want to highlight the significance of guys embracing vulnerability for genuine growth. Well, how do we do that? Right? What does that even mean? Right, all those there's some words. So significance, again, it goes back to legacy. Significance, I'm on a life of significance. Am I going to have dollars and cents? Yes, I need to have that to make the world work. You need that to make the world go round. But at the end of the day, we're looking for significance as we get into different stages. And I'm in a little bit different stage than obviously my kids or other people. But as you get older, you start to. It's not about the dollars and cents the same way. It's not about what you have. It's about the significance you're leaving. And so we want to embrace. And sometimes guys will push back on the word vulnerability. If you want to refer to it as raw and real, I'm good with that. It still means vulnerable. It still means vulnerable. But if that is a vernacular that works better for you, then that's great. But anyway, we want to embrace that raw, real mindset. We want to embrace because that's the only way we grow. Intentional growth requires us to be raw and real or vulnerable. We have to be. We can't look at it and go, well, I don't know what's there. I'm not sure. We can't stick our head in this bare head in the sand like an ostrich and go, I it's just not there, right? A 2-year-old, a 3-year-old covers their eyes and goes, you can't see me, you can't see me, you can't. Well, that doesn't make it go away. And yes, I can still see them. So it's still about being able to acknowledge what's there. Acknowledge what's there. Make sure we're being honest about what is there. Call it the way it is. Don't make it worse than it is. We have a tendency to do that. Don't make it worse than it is, but call it out the way it is. Because that's the only way you get genuine growth. And if you're looking for growth, make it intentional growth. You direct it. You've got the power to do that. You direct where your growth is happening. You hold on to it, right? You make it go. Don't just let organic stuff happen. It won't happen very quickly and it'll take you all over the place. You set a path. We're the only living thing that Papa gifted that ability to be able to direct our own path. And it doesn't mean we control it because you can't, but we do everything we can. And what we're controlling is how we're responding and how we're interacting with what's happening to us, right? We've all heard 90% or 10% what happens to us, 90% how we respond to that. That's what we have control of. At practice this morning, I was at the pro basketball this morning, the practice with the guys. And I was talking with somebody and we were talking to them about controlling the controllables. What are the things we can control? Well, really, all I can control is what I think and what I do. That's it. I can influence some other thing, but really, truly, the only things I have true 100% control over is me. Right? That's the only thing. And if you think you can control anything else, you're delusional. Because it's just not. You just can't. We just can't. And so what we're wanting to do is highlight the significance of guys. Why do we have to do that? Because guys need to be able to plug into that EQ. Why are we losing guys at 5-1 over their female counterparts, by the way? Women try more often than men to give their souls back to Papa, but guys succeed 5-1 over their female counterpart. Excuse me. So we need guys to be able to, we need everybody to, but especially guys need to be able to feel safe embracing real and raw so that they can grow. You want to grow, you got to do it. The other piece that I want to do in this little section is setting a stage for a conversation that transcends a stereotype and dives deeper into the power of authenticity. Being able to, there's ignorant power in being 100% authentically me. And the challenge with that is, and I was talking to someone this week and they said, "Oh, I don't think you can be 100% authentically you." And I'm like, "Why?" "Well, because I'm going to offend people." I'm like, "Yeah, and?" And they're like, "Well, they're going to go away and I'm going to be alone." That's a fallacy, which is what I told them. That's not true. Will you lose some of the people from around you if they don't like hearing and they feel convicted because you're continuing to intentionally grow and they've jumped off that train or given up or settled somehow? That's not on you. That's not on you. So if you put it out there and they go away on their, they'll go away on your own, on their own. You don't have to ask them. And you might love them and like them, but they're people that are in our lives for a season. They may not be there for the whole life. They may not be supposed to be in your life permanently, no matter how much you love or like them. Maybe they're there for a season to teach us something or to be there for us when we need somebody, or there's lots of reasons to have people in our life. But to be able to go, you know what, I'm not going to tie myself so tight to them. If they want to move off, then they can do that. That's their prerogative. Their life is for them. The weirdest thing happens, though, when you step into your absolute, raw, real authenticity, people will be attracted to that, to the fact that you're being real and raw. Genuineness, there are people attracted to that. So while some people might go away, they'll be replaced by people that appreciate you. And you've heard me say it before, if the people around you don't celebrate your wins and aren't massive cheerleaders for you, you got the wrong people around you. And you have control of that. Who's around you? Who do you hang with? They say we become the average, not the high end, the average of the five people we spend the most amount of time with. In every way, financially, socially, spiritually, in every way, we become the average of the five people we spend most time with. And I'm like, oh, crap. Years ago, I'm like, I need to change who I hang out with. Because that's not good. It's not good. I'm wanting in this section to set a stage about this conversation that we're going to have today. And I want to transcend the stereotype. Guys are you know, Neanderthals and don't have any EQ and can't possibly do that. And we don't care how much pain they're in. And we don't care. And none of that matters. We don't care what's going on for them, good, bad, or otherwise. We just need them to show up and bring home the bacon. And women are, well, again, the stereotype, barefoot, pregnant, at home. They look after the kids. They don't work outside the house for income. And they look after their hubby. Massage his feet and make sure that there's food on the table when he comes home from work. But that crap that the good old days, as we were talking before the show, were they really that good for everybody? I don't think so. So, but we want to step past those. We want to transcend. We want to go past those stereotypes because we want to give guys the power and have them realize they have the power. I don't have to give it to them or give them permission to have. They already have. We already have that power to be authentic. So we're going to talk about this today. Gutsy guys gush. Why? Because it's gutsy to plug into your, it takes courage to plug into your emotions. It takes courage to intentionally grow. So we want to talk about that today. I have to take a quick break, but I want to do a quick shout out to Jose Escobar, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneurs Bookshelf. But check out his Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. If you're an entrepreneur, this might be right for you. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. It's an incredible, incredible group. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. They're in 17 or 18 countries around the world. They're in more than 40 states across the U.S. It's an incredible group. If you want to raise yourself to another level, that's the group. So reach out to Jose and plug yourself into that. Get the information you need to make a wise decision about that. But as we go to break here, don't forget to pause and breathe. Pause and breathe. That oxygenates your body, oxygenates your mind, and allows you to ground. Don't go anywhere. In the next segment, we're going to have some real talk around mental awareness, mental health. We're going to have some real talk around that. So don't go anywhere. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for being with me today. You're with Gordon D. Melville, the Long Bearded Guy. A little bit out of left field, I know, but on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about gutsy guys gush, which is a alliteration way to say courageous men share, courageous men talk, courageous men plug into their emotional quotient. So we wanted, as we talk about that, we were talking in the first segment about highlighting how guys we need to embrace that vulnerability, that real raw piece of ourselves, so that we can grow. And we were talking about transcending a stereotype to be able to dive deep into the power of our authenticity. So in this little piece, we want to talk about the heart of the matter, which really is real talk on mental health, mental awareness. I call it mental awareness because there's a lot under that heading that have nothing to do with mental health, mental illness, that are still part of our mind, still part of our brain. So I want to just touch on real quick, it's the first day with the new tongue, societal expectations. And you know how I feel about expectations. If you've listened to me for any length of time, I'm not a fan of expectations, because disappointment by definition is an unmet expectation. And expectations are about me, really, truly. right? They're about us. If I have an expectation for anybody, that's my idea. That has nothing to do with them. They didn't agree to that. And then I'm neurotic and go, oh, I'm pissed off because they didn't meet my expectation. They didn't agree to meet that expect. They didn't agree to that expectation even. So I talk about having agreements as opposed to expectation. That's a different show. You can go back and watch that episode. And we'll probably talk about it some more. But what it, society has an expectation. I'll use an easier word for me to pronounce with this tongue. Society has expectations for people, and certainly for men, that often hinder us as guys from expressing our vulnerability. Why? Because we're taught, don't be vulnerable. Don't look weak. Don't cry. Just show up and be who we need you to be. We don't care how much pain you're in. We don't care how much you're hurting. We don't care how hard it is. We don't care what you're going through. None of that really matters. That's the society we live in says their expectation of a guy is that they do what they think as a stereotype that we should be doing. So shut your mouth and do what we want you to do. Same way with women in a different side, right? Society has their own expectations. What does pretty, what does that mean if you're attractive? What does it mean if you're, there's certain things society says, hey, this is the quote unquote norm. The hell is a norm? What the hell? It's varying shades of different. There's no such thing as normal. Matter of fact, anymore, normal is the messed up, right? Varying degrees of messed up is the norm. Now, there's extremes to both of those ends. Some people that have almost nothing in terms of outlandish, they're very straight arrow. They're very, they take the high road. They're principled. Like there's, and there's people on the other end that are complete horrendous human beings that will have no boundaries and no moral and no guardrails whatsoever. Like we have all the different pieces in between. Where we choose to come down in any of that is up to us. We control that. We can say how much vulnerability I'm going to have. We can say, am I going to be courageous to step into that and be who I really am? I've said it before. People want to be unique. Oh, I want to be different. I want to be unique. You are unique. Be you. Nobody can be you. Stop trying to be somebody else. Step into that vulnerability. Step into that real, raw, genuine, be you. And if people go away or they don't like it, that's on them. That's not about you. And what you're hearing is not anger. It's passion. I run into people all the time. I've got clients and friends and family that are trying to live up to somebody else's expectation of who they think they should be. Stop. For the love of Pete, it's not about them. Throw out the expectation. That's a fool's errand to try and run somebody else's expectation of you. To live up to somebody else, you're going to get to your deathbed and go, crap, what did I do? I wasted my life trying to run after somebody else's dream for me. Stand in your own real, raw empowerment. Allow Papa to flow through you. And be 100% you. And let the chips fall where they may. Some people are going to like it. Some people are not. That's awesome. Doesn't matter. Perfect. Excellent. Right? Just stop being something that somebody else thinks should be there. It's stopping us from, especially guys, it's stopping us from being real and raw with each other. And I said this before. I said this at a men's conference in September in Atlanta, a MUD conference with Dr. Oliver Reed, incredible human being. That was an amazing, amazing conference for men. But I said to them, if a guy opens up and talks to you, even to another guy, don't poo-poo it. Don't go, well, you know what, throw some dirt on it, get back in the game. Or you know, listen to them because if you don't pay attention to them, and it's not that they're looking for validation, they just want somebody to hear them. And if they've opened up to you, number one, congratulations, props to you, because you've generated a cultivated an environment that they feel safe doing that in. So props to you, because that doesn't happen very much. But once you've generated that and cultivated that space, do not push them away. Do not make fun of them for whatever it is they're opening up, because what will happen is they'll never do it again. They'll never, ever do it again, because their brain says, you know what? The last time I did it, it bit me in the ass. I opened up to my buddy and I heard it from my wife and her friends and my other, excuse me, I got hiccups. They hear it from other, you hold on to that confidence and you allow yourself, if you're building that kind of a space, and we need to do more of it. More of us need to be able to do that. Provide that space for people. Society's expectations of what they think we should be massively hinders us as guys from expressing our vulnerability, from being open to that vulnerability. So we want to illuminate, we want to draw some light on the transformative power. That's what we're looking for, right? We're looking for change, intentional growth. We're looking for transformative power of acknowledging and expressing our emotion. We have emotion for a reason. It's part of who we are, all of us. We have emotions for a reason. They can be scary. They can be hard. They can complicate the crap out of things. We don't want to live our life out of our emotion, because if I, not exclusively anyway, and we can debate with that, and I'm hoping I touch a nerve and somebody goes, hey, you're full of shit. Or, hey, that's not right. Right? We need a good mix of both. We need emotion because it's there for a reason. We have it for a reason. But then we need to put some logic and some so we have our heart and our mind working together. I'm hoping that makes sense. We're pushing the two pieces together. We're melding those two things together. We have to be able to acknowledge those emotions are there. Step into that and go, hey, I know it's there for a reason. What am I supposed to be learning from this? Why am I feeling that emotion? And then let it go. Don't live in it. Don't wallow in that emotion. Don't sit in it and just go, hey, you know what? I'm because if people go, I'm not going to make a choice. That's a choice. Choosing not to make a choice is a choice. And by saying, yes, I'm going to stay wallowing in it, I'm saying no to everything else that could be helpful to me. Let that sink in. When you say yes to anything, right, to anything, no matter how good it is, when you say yes to something, you're now taking up some of your time now, or a good hunks of your time maybe, and now what you're doing is saying no to a bunch of other things. That's why it's so imperative that we're saying yes to the things that are moving us forward and getting us closer to our goals and our dreams and our vision and our definite major purpose. Because it's going to take the time. So, the acknowledgement and expression of emotion can be transformative. There's transformative power in being able to acknowledge and express our emotion. But can we do that? Do you do that? Are you able to do that? Are you stepping into that? Gutsy guys, gush. It takes courage. It takes guts to step into that and hold on to that. Can you do that? We all can. Can you choose to do that? Will you choose to do that? Part of the challenge I'm throwing down as a gauntlet today and saying, hey, you know what? We need to be able to do that. You want to move forward? You got to be able to embrace that. Time goes so quick. We need to take another quick break, but I need to do another shout out for Jose Escobar, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about his morning and evening mastery program that is changing people's lives. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up a free strategy session with Jose Escobar today. And again, you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And if you're not doing some kind of morning and evening routine day after day after day after day after day, you're not being as effective and efficient as you could be or should be. And I'm careful when I use the word should, but we're fooling ourselves if we think we're getting everything we can out of our day. And if we want to do that, some people go, I don't need to do that. Okay, well, then you're good being where you are. But if you want to move forward and you want to grow, that takes intention. In which case, it brings us full circle. You need to have a morning and evening routine. You need to have a mastery of your morning and evening routine program. So reach out to Jose today at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. As we take a quick break here, don't forget to pause and breathe. Pause and breathe to ground and to let things settle, to oxygenate yourself. You're with, don't go anywhere, by the way. We're going to talk about redefining masculinity in the next section. There's some weird words around this, and we want to talk about that. So you're with Gordon D. Melville, the long-bearded guy, on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst, strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows? Speak on more stages. Sell more books, products, and services. Get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships, and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're with Gordon D. Melville, the Long Bearded Guy on Inspired Choices Network. We're talking today about gutsy guys gush, meaning courageous men talk and chat and share. They'll step into and embrace their vulnerability. They'll embrace their raw, real parts of themselves, the genuineness of who they really are. So we're talking about that in several different ways today, but we want to talk about to redefine masculinity, to redefine what we talk, you hear the words toxic masculinity a lot. I think it's probably overused, but why is it toxic? What makes it toxic? Well, it's toxic because it bleeds into everything else. It some of the negatives from that, excuse me, we want to be macho, right? I've got to be macho. I don't want to look vulnerable or weak. And so it doesn't mean redefining. The pendulum kind of has swung, right? Back in the 50s, 60s, even into the early 70s, that society's version of masculinity, men, what they were expected of us was very almost cavemanish, right? It was no feeling. It was all just action and do. And the pendulum has swung in the last few years, and probably in the last 5 years, maybe it's gone the completely the other way. And now society is looking for men to be almost to be women. And I'm not saying that is a bad thing. I'm saying to be so dialed into our feminine energy that we let go of all the masculine stuff. And it's starting to come back again, right? It's starting to come back. But I think there's a healthy mix. There's a really good, healthy between. Guys need to be guys. We need to be macho and have that masculinity, but we also need to be able to plug into our feminine, that energy. We need to be able to plug in to our emotional quotient, to that side of ourselves, because it'll make us more masculine. I want that to sink in. If we can increase our emotional quotient, we'll become better men, more efficient, more effective. We'll have more significance in everybody's life around us, not just our family, but in our friends and our work colleagues and everybody. That takes effort. It takes intention. So we want to redefine masculinity a little bit. I want to propose some actionable steps for guys to embrace their vulnerability, right? I want you to be able to do that boldly. So I'm going to give these to you quick. I've got 10, but I probably won't give you 10. If you want the rest of the list, reach out to me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Reach out to me and I'll shoot you off the rest of the list. But a couple in here, self-reflection. We have to be able to look at ourselves in the mirror and go, hey, I've got warts, or I'm not perfect, or there's things going on. That will help us have awareness around, hey, what does my masculinity look like? What does my manhood look like? Because if it gets challenged and we get hurt or bruised, maybe our view of what we are in terms of being men is not as defined for ourselves as it should be. It's not as forward thinking for ourselves as maybe it should be. So it requires some self-reflection. That will help in a practical, actionable way, embrace our vulnerability in a bold way. Normalize expressing emotions. Instead of looking at it going, hey, you weak suck. Don't be weak. Come on. And there's time and a place for that. There's a time and a place to be strong and to be that guy, right? To be a man's man. There is time and a place for that. But we have to be able to get to a place where we normalize everybody, not just women, but men too, expressing their feelings. This is how I'm feeling. This is where I'm at. Really, truly, genuinely, raw and real. This is where I'm at. We need to normalize it. That makes it easier for everybody, but especially for guys to be able to share, because it's right. We can just share. We can just talk about it. There's no, and again, people say, hey, stigma. No, it's judgment. It's not stigma. Stigma is just judgment, right? So we stop judging each other. We all have battles. We all have demons. We all have shit. None of us are perfect. Get over yourself. So when someone comes and says, hey, I've got some challenges, go, hey, you know what? Me too. What you want to share? You can share. Be there for each other. Open communication. Open communication. One of the biggest things that we talk about in the relationship roadmap, one of the common themes is communication. What breaks a relationship down? It doesn't have to be marriage. Doesn't have to be engaged. Doesn't have to be. It could be roommates. It could be business colleagues. It could be open communication, being able to talk openly with each other without judgment, without feeling like, you know what, they're gonna look at me different. Does that mean it's always smooth? No, we're gonna do this for sure. Everybody has a different opinion, a different idea. That's great. We need that. But we need to be able to share that in a way that's safe for everybody to do that. And they feel safe to be able to do that. So open communication. Talk with people around you. Make it okay for them to share with you. Seek professional help if you have to. I have a therapist. Is that, and people go, oh, are you messed up? No. I have a family doctor too. I go and see them once a year for a checkup. There's nothing wrong with me sometimes. No, there's a lot wrong with me. Don't get me wrong. And I've got a lot of health things going on. But I go and see the doctor once a year for them to check. Hey, is there anything new? Is anything getting better? Like, let's do a quick checkup from the neck up. Let's look at your body. So being able to seek professional help. If I need to talk to a therapist, I go. And when I don't, I still go fairly regularly to make sure that I stay in the straight and narrow, that I stay in a place that allows me to be healthy responding, not reacting, healthy responding to situations in my life, to help me, give me some more tools maybe even, to deal with stress and anxiety and depression in my life. Challenge my negative self-talk. Challenge it. When you hear yourself say to yourself, oh, you suck. Oh my God, I'm not enough. Oh, I lack in this way or that way. Stop that. Challenge that negative talk. Hey, brain, shut the hell up. That's not true. Well, that's not right. And if it is right, acknowledge it's right and then find a way to change it or make it better. Don't just sit in it and wallow in it. If there's truth to it, fix it. We were laughing this morning at practice. Somebody, they're resting. If you know what the resting bitch face is, it's how you, without any emotion, without just, how does your face sit? And this one gentleman was saying, hey, my dad used to tell me, my standing face is a negative, nasty looking one. It looks like I pissed off at the world. And so he used to look at his son and go, fix your face. And you're like, how do you do that? Fix your face. Sit in front of a mirror, look and see what you're showing to the world. That what's coming from inside. Intentionally put a smile on. It's virtually impossible to be negative and sad if you have a smile on your face. Physiologically, if you put a smile on your face, whether there's nasty things going on in your life, but if you biologically, physiologically put a smile on your face, intentionally, I'm going to smile, it will raise your level of vibration. Weird how that connects. But that's how that works. There's another five, but if you want the other five, reach out to me. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. I'll send you the other five. So what are the broader implications? What are the broader consequences? That consequence can be good or bad, right? What are the implications? What are the broader implications of redefining masculinity? It gives us a more inclusive and a more compassionate society. That's the two main ones. If we can redefine masculinity to include our ability to be able to handle and talk with and deal with and talk about our emotion, raise our EQ, we will have a much more inclusive, we'll get along better, we'll be able to interact with more heart, with more compassion, with more empathy, with more sympathy if we need to. It's inclusive, not exclusive, not them and me, inclusive. We're all part, we're all just, everything is energy. We're just energy. We're connected, whether you like that or not, whether you believe that or not, it doesn't change what is. Everything is energy. And if that's the case, then we're all connected. So we're all inclusive, whether we realize it or not. We're way more alike than disalike. Think about that. There's more commonality between us all, no matter where we are on any spectrum. Pick us. I mean, we talk about trying to stay away from politics and religion. But no matter how far, we could be 180 degrees from each other, but we still politically or religiously or whatever. But at the core of ourselves, we have way more in common. We're inclusive, whether we like it or not. We need to be able to live out of that inclusion. I want to be able to touch on something just real quick here. I got to take another break, but I want, if any of this resonates with you, if you're hearing stuff that you go, you know what? I'm being challenged. It's not about, I'm not looking to, and I've said this before, I'm not everybody's cup of tea and I'm okay with that. I'm not here to polish your trophies, right? I'll pat you on the back and lift you up, but I'm not here to polish your trophies. I'm doing you a disservice. If you're plugging into me, whether it's regularly or not regularly, if you're listening to me, it's because you want intentional growth, because you wouldn't still be listening to me talk if you weren't. But if you want to take your life to another level, if you want to have 2024 be your best year ever, you got to do something different. We all know definition of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And don't do a New Year's resolution that's going to be gone by the middle of February if you're really, really aggressive. It's crap. There's other things that are way more effective. You want to know what they are? Reach out to me. I've got one-on-one mentorship available. I have programs, Box Inside Out. I'm going to start another cohort in January of men and women. And the first 15 of each that reach out to me, we'll get into that cohort. We'll get into those workshops. to start their year in a great place. People rave about those classes. If you want to move forward, reach out to me, reach out to somebody. But I'm here as a champion mindset mentor. I'm certified as a high performance coach. But there's a difference between high performance and champion. Lots of people are high performance. I got to take a break, but we talk about 212 degrees. That's really hot. It's the boiling point of water. But back in the day, they used to use boiling point. They used to use the steam from the water to run locomotives and factories. And Titanic was big boilers. It was steam that was pushing it across, steam liner. It was the steam. But at 209 degrees, it's really, really hot. But it's inadequate to make those great big things work the way they were supposed to. Are you running at 212? Are you just high performance at 209? Champions run at 212. I challenge you in the next segment. Run at 212 because you're wasting your time if you're not. I need to take a break. Don't forget to pause and breathe. Reach out to me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com, and we'll talk. If any of this, and you want sponsor, I'm looking for sponsors to help me keep this message going. Reach out to me. You want to be involved? You may not have your own podcast or TV show or live radio show, or maybe you don't want to. Maybe it's not part of what you're doing, but you want to make sure this message gets out. Reach out to me. I'm actively looking for people to partner with me to get this message out. So reach out, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Take a break real quick. Don't forget to pause and breathe. I'll see you in a minute or two. You're with Gordon D. Melville, the long bearded guy on Inspired Choices Network. Be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey everybody, welcome back with Gordon D. Melville, the Long Bearded Guy on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about gutsy guys gush. Courageous men share. And the reason I mentioned about I'm not polishing your trophies, I'm here to rattle your cage. I'm here to shake your chain. I'm here to push you for intentional growth. That's what I'm here for. We have to do something different because what got us where we are will not get us where we want to go. And is that always easy? No. Does that trigger people? Yes. For sure it does, because we don't want to hear that, hey, I've got warts, or hey, I'm lacking, or hey, there's something that's not quite what it could be or should be, or that I'm not living up to my potential. We don't want to hear that. But sometimes we need a kick in the pants. We need a kick in the backside to go, hey, get off your laurels. Let's go. You can do more. You can be more. And the be is more important than the do, by the way. We can be more. But you have to want it, and you have to go through the kicks. You have to go through the knocks to get there. It's got to be intentional. So I'm hoping what you're hearing I know it's from my heart. It's with love. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be nasty. I am trying to have you understand. I'm trying to wake you up and go, hey, if you want more, you got to do more. You got to focus. You've got to focus on who you're being. We need guidance. I don't trust coaches that don't have a coach. Because we all have blind spots. None of us have the market cornered on all the good ideas. None of us know everything about everything. I don't care who they are. And if they tell you they do, they also have delusion on top of everything else. So that big red flag should go up when they say, hey, I know it all about everything. So I want to encourage you as we go into this first full week of this first next week of 2024, are you going to do exactly what you did in 2023? Because if you're the difference between somebody that's 25 and the different to 50, if a 25-year-old and a 50, if you're lived between 25 and 50 and you're exactly the same person, you've wasted 25 years. I'm sorry, that's the reality of it. If you think, because there's no growth. And if you're okay with that, then okay. But again, I don't think people listen to me if that's how they feel. They want growth. That takes intention. So I want to encourage you this week as we begin this year. There's something I call the three pillars. And I can, again, I can share them with you. You reach out to me. I don't have time today to talk about them. You reach out to me. And instead of New Year's resolutions, we have three pillars. Because what I'm looking for is transformation, lifelong transformational change. The difference between January 5th and December 27th, is a few days on a calendar. Has anything really changed? No. My needs are the same. My situations are the same. My biologicals are the same. My body's exactly what it was 3 days ago or a week ago or what. Nothing's changed. And because of this arbitrary thing, oh, it's a new year. If I'm looking year to year to year to year, and I'm not saying we don't plan that way. What I'm saying is I'm using a lifetime horizon. I'm not looking for the next 12 months horizon. I'm looking at my life, the whole thing. Now it doesn't matter year to year to year. The few days won't matter. But to have a New Year's resolution that's not going to last, I want transformational, lifelong transformational change. So what practical steps can you take this week to put you in a place that can help you move forward intentionally? Where can you show courage to move forward? Are you brave enough to do that? Are you courageous enough to do that? Do you have the guts to do that? Because it's hard. It's not easy. I'm challenging you to do that. Okay. And you want to reach out to me, do that. You want to tell me what's going on? Tell me. If you want to tell me I'm full of shit and you hate it or it's triggered you, reach out to me. thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. And we'll talk about it. Next week, Friday, January 12th. Unbelievable as we get through the years going just rapid. Same time, same place, same wonderful, beautiful, happy beard. I'll be here again. And next episode, next week, we're going to talk about warrior mindset unleashed. Our warrior mindset unleashed. We're going to talk about it. It's in the same vein. We're going to continue to talk about that in our series. Be courageous this week. Be unapologetically you. Make it another great week. You have the power to do that. Live out you abundantly and with intention. Don't just let it happen. Know that I love you. Massive big hugs. If you haven't heard that this week or today yet, I love you. You matter. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.